Field days back, COVID be damned, the gates to Mystery Creek are open, 1,000 exhibitors set to cover the site. So what's the mood of the land? The National Field Day Society President James Allen with us. James, morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Very well. Good to be back.
Oh, we're so excited to be back. COVID threw us a bit of a curveball at the start of the year, so we had to postpone it until now. But the gates are just about to open, and the mood is fantastic.
Good. What's the vibe generally among the farming community? Have we got some angst or are we happy?
Oh, a little bit of both. We've got a few rising costs and a few challenges out there. But equally, Mike, you know, the product prices are pretty good and the opportunities are great. So, you know, a mixed bag, but on the whole, they're really looking forward to field days.
Will a lot of business be done? Do you still do a lot of business at field days?
Yeah, we sure do. It's about connecting, looking at the new innovations, the new products that are out there, and establishing those business relationships. So I think that's the most important part of field days. Sometimes the sale is made on the day, other times it's made 6 months down the track. But certainly business will be done.
And are there a variety of conditions between sectors? I'm reading this morning you won't be able to buy red meat in this country next year because it's all going to America because they can't get enough of it, which is fantastic for export. But what about crops and dairy and all that sort of stuff?
A little bit of a mixed bag, but at the moment, you know, most of our primary products are doing pretty well. We do have a few challenges around on-farm inflation. But no, so far so good. The start of the dairy season, production's been down a little bit thanks to the weather, but we'll box on and looking positive.
Weather so far, it's been a bit wet.
A little bit wet. So our theme for this year is same, same, but different. So first day of field days, we had to put a little bit of rain in there to make it feel like field days.
Good.
But the rest of the week's looking clear.
Good stuff. It'll set you up nicely for summer. James, appreciate it and have the best of times. National Field Day Society President James Allen with us this morning.